A Deceptive Tale of Good Country People. Chapter 1. Summary of the book Good Country People. Good Country People is a short story by Flannery O'Connor that tells the tale of Mrs. Hopewell and her daughter, Holga, also known as Joy, who is a highly educated and atheistic amputee. The story explores themes of deception, manipulation, and the complexities of human nature. The plot revolves around the arrival of a charming Bible salesman named Manly Pointer, who manipulates Holga's emotions and takes advantage of her vulnerability. Despite her intelligence and education, Holga falls for Pointer's deception and ends up giving him her wooden leg after a night of intimacy. In the end, Pointer reveals his true intentions and steals Holga's artificial leg, leaving her stranded in the barn. The story concludes with Holga feeling humiliated and betrayed, realizing that she has been deceived by a man she thought was her intellectual equal. Overall, Good Country People is a powerful exploration of the human psyche and the ways in which individuals can be easily deceived and manipulated by others. It serves as a reminder of the complexities of human relationships and the importance of being cautious and critical in our interactions with others. Chapter 2. The Meaning of the Book Good Country People. In Good Country People by Flannery O'Connor, the author explores themes of appearance versus reality, identity, and betrayal. The story follows the character of Joy Holga, a cynical and intellectually arrogant woman who believes she is superior to others due to her education and atheism. However, she is ultimately deceived by a charming stranger who pretends to be interested in her, but ultimately steals her prosthetic leg. Through this deceptive act, O'Connor delves into the idea that true moral character cannot be judged solely based on appearances or intellect. The story ultimately serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of hubris, superficial judgments, and the vulnerability that comes with trusting others. Chapter 3. The Book Good Country People Chapters. Chapter 1. The story begins by introducing the main character, Mrs. Hopewell, and her 32-year-old daughter, Joy, who has changed her name to Holga. Mrs. Hopewell has hired a Bible salesman named Manly Pointer to come and talk to them about good country people. Chapter 2. Manly Pointer arrives at the Hopewells' farm and impresses them with his knowledge of the Bible. Holga is initially skeptical of him, but eventually falls for his charm and agrees to go on a picnic with him. Chapter 3. During the picnic, Manly seduces Holga and convinces her to take off her prosthetic leg, revealing her vulnerability and insecurities. However, he soon reveals his true intentions and steals her leg, leaving her stranded in the barn. Chapter 4. Holga is left devastated by Manly's betrayal and realizes that she has been deceived by a man who claimed to be good country people. She is forced to confront her own flaws and vulnerabilities, ultimately realizing that she is just as flawed as everyone else. She is left to deal with the emotional fallout of the experience and the loss of her leg. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from the book Good Country People. 1. She was brilliant, but the brilliance was hard and metallic. If it had been softer or more justly diffused, her face might have been beautiful. 2. She knew that all the learning she had acquired had only led her farther away from the truth. She felt as if she had been cheated and she resented it. 3. She went around the house in a state of high abstraction, as if she walked in a world apart. 4. I am not afraid of anything in this world except God, but I am afraid of him. 5. Hope isn't easy to kill. 6. It takes more than intelligence to be able to recognize another person's soul. 7. You are only as good as the things you worship. 8. All you need in this life is ignorance and confidence, then success is sure. 9. Everything is something you decide to do. 10. She had looked as if, unless someone stopped her, she would go on speaking and throwing out words until she was a skeleton.